The customs documentation section does not appear until you enter key entries into the package and shipment details section. FedEx uses that information to determine the required customs documents you must complete and sign. Often, you are only required to send an invoice. Always select Commercial Invoice, the top option. Additional fields appear. You are required to have a commercial invoice print out on DCRI letterhead. Either you create it using a word processor, such as Microsoft Word, this is not very common, or the FedEx Ship Manager creates it for you. But you must upload the DCRI logo. You also have the option of uploading an image of your signature or the signature of one authorizing the shipment. Of course, if other forms appear in this space, you must complete them. Otherwise, proceed to the Terms of Sale field. Here, identify how the duties, taxes, and fees will be paid. You select one of two choices. If the DCRI is paying, select Delivered Duty Paid. If the recipient or third party is paying, select Delivered at Place. Next, by expanding Additional Invoice Information, seven optional text boxes appear where you can enter more information as additional notes, such as specific costs and special instructions. Looking at the last two checkboxes, the top one, the recipient is not the importer of record buyer, you can usually skip, unless the recipient has asked a customs broker to act as their agent. Although rare, if this is true, then stop, save your information, and then contact the OEC for assistance. Otherwise, in the next checkbox, if you are shipping on behalf of someone else, select the checkbox and enter their name here. You have now completed all the fields in the Complete a Shipment form.